CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com. It's just after 7 o'clock Wednesday morning. Almost the end of the year for those people who are working until the middle of December. Remember, the 16th is a public holiday, so Monday next week, that's a day off for everybody.
Even us.
Yeah, we're not going to be here on Monday. But we are here until the 24th. So take off next Monday and relax, put your feet up and enjoy hopefully some sun. And then we'll be back until the 24th and then off again until just after New Year. So that's the plan of action if you're busy planning your
calendar. Plan of non-action.
Yeah, correct.
Important.
Yeah. And I actually made a call yesterday. I decided I'm not going away at all. I was going to go for New Year to Cape Town and I decided, hell no.
No.
I mean, I looked at plane tickets. They're not so bad. Of course, SAA doesn't exist in terms of my bookings anymore. But yeah. I just don't think it's necessary to spend the money because then you've got to find accommodation and, and you end up spending a lot. And, please.
The joy of youth. Sometimes you would have either just like made it as you go.
No. Look, I'm still one of those people who makes impulsive decisions from time to time, and I'm not counting out the possibility that I might do something impulsive. But at the moment, I'm resigned to the fact that I'm actually just going to stay at home. And it's good. I enjoyed last night. I was at home. I was working at my laptop until like 11 o'clock last night, and I thought, you know what? It's been a good day. I got a lot done.
I think you're still going to cave.
Maybe. We'll see how that goes. Now,
there's so much news. I feel like I have to rush through the headlines before the power goes out.
Can we start with the most important story of the day, without a doubt? There's a dude, a superhuman man, who has superhuman powers that we all wish we had. Tell us about him, Leanne Moll. Tell us about his skill, his ability, his powers, how he can fight mosquitoes in a way we can't.
Ooh.
I was trying to figure out what you were talking about.
You know what I mean.
Superhuman.
It's a great story. There's a big story, people.
A man whose deadly farts can kill mosquitoes has been hired to create a mosquito repellent made from his intestinal gas.
Come on now.
Dead serious.
Yes.
This man, Joe
That's him.
One more time.
Of course.
Rwamirama from Kampala, Uganda.
That is not his real name.
It is.
It set off your Siri. What is it?
Jesus, can
I
Siri
don't know.
Just
Siri
leave
just
us
needs
alone,
to calm
please.
Down, really, Margaret.
Rwamirama.
What's his name?
Rwamirama. He has been signed up by an insect repellent company probing the secret of his killer gas. Boffins have launched a study into the chemical properties of his unique trouser toxin.
Yes.
Apparently, he's known around the city as the man to befriend if you're sick of mosquitoes.
Wow.
He's quick to assure people that his farts are noxious only to insects, though. Yes.
What an incredible skill. You know, we always think that when we get bitten by a spider, we'll turn into Spider-Man and be able to like have webs come out of our wrists and jump from one building to another, or that we'll be like Superman and we'll be able to fly and burn things with our eyes, see through buildings. No, turns out the only real superhuman powers that'll ever come from humanity are going to be from our asses.
This odd job man says that no one in his home village has ever contracted malaria because his powers knock out insects over a 6-mile radius.
That's unbelievable. This is really, you know what? When Stan Lee wrote all those Marvel comics, he didn't know that there was already a superhuman mutant living among us. And it wasn't someone who could read your mind or go invisible or fly. It was someone who had powerful farts.
God's work.
If true, this would make his fallout zone larger than that of the atomic bomb which destroyed Hiroshima in 1945.
See? Superpower. Don't play it down. This is what we're dealing with. Unbelievable.
Apparently, though, this is the local barber, says that he is respectful of people around him and will only fart when there are mosquitoes around which bring malaria. His farts get rid of this disease.
Wow.
A local chief who knew Joe when he was growing up as a child said he took him in to live with him during the malaria season and no one nearby caught the disease. The chief said, I heard about Joe's gift. I took him in to help mop out the mosquitoes infesting our surroundings.
Let me tell you something. Mosquitoes kill more people than any other animal, right?
That's right.
This guy stops mosquitoes.
Everyone
everyone should be worshipping at his door.
Washing his feet.
Right.
And he does this all respectfully.
You know what a god on earth looks like? This guy.
Ugh, Uganda.
He drops these bloomers.
Yeah.
Very respectfully, make sure that no one hears them.
Yeah.
And he says he eats ordinary food just like everybody else.
Unreal.
But no insect can lay a foot on him, not even a fly.
You know, Leanne, I can sleep tonight. My biggest gripe has been this many years after Chernobyl and still not a superhero. How wrong have I been this whole time, Gareth?
You've been wrong. What else can I say? Spreading unbelievable gas that kills mosquitoes and stops malaria. Unbelievable.
Do you know what? Noah's Ark gets all the credit. Here's a guy saving human lives. Forget about 2x2. Right. This is saving human lives.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh. It went a bit far with that
superb
taste.
Superb story. I want you to tell all your friends and family over the December holidays about this superhuman.
On our very continent.
Yeah. There we go. Where does he live?
Uganda.
We need to hire him.
Yeah.
Bring him over here. Brilliant. And you see, Africa winning.
God's work.
This is amazing. This is our continent. Let's be proud. Fart man.
That's wonderful. That is, Leanne, you've really made my day.
Oh, what a great story.
That sort of
That's
stuff.
Beautiful. What a great story.
There we go.
So, Gareth.
What do you want?
Yesterday, we talked a little bit about it, Leanne. I'm going to jump in there. We talked a little bit about Russia being banned.
Mm.
Don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I saw the story, and it was quite a big deal. I, to be perfectly frank, I didn't know that much about it because I don't care about sport. But it sounds like a big story.
It is a big story. So I mean, it's not just Olympics, right? So the testing, the guys who are accredited and respected are this organization called VADA.
Mm-hmm.
So they do all the testing, and generally all the big sports events. If you want to be credible, clean, you go to VADA. They've got the most stringent testing, and they've got the oligopoly on the market. But anyway, so Russia are banned from all sports events. So it's not just Olympics. It's FIFA World Cups.
That's amazing. So
anywhere where VADA...
Putin must be really upset.
Oh, I'll tell you what he's about to do. He's probably going to go... The natural gases we've got in Siberia, Europe, forget it.
We've got this guy in Uganda, so screw you,
Putin. Very natural gases. After all the athletes' energy that they put in... Okay.
Very good.
Maybe I didn't.
No. Listen, it's a work in progress. All that Putin. Very good. Very good. But Gareth,
so the Russians have been banned from every accredited sports federation.
By VADA.
How long? For 4 years?
4 years. That's
so they can only compete amongst themselves within their own country.
That's a big deal.
No, it's a huge deal. I mean, you think of the type of money that's involved in something like this, Gareth. But the world has said, remember, it was, I don't know if you saw the controversy or you've seen the documentaries, but there's a great documentary about the gentleman who was the doctor who oversaw the state. So it was a state cheating. So Russian government was involved.
So this is good, because if you are nefarious and you have been lying and you have been cheating, then basically there's a punishment for you and you deserve it.
Absolutely.
Very good news.
Yeah.
I think this is good. And I know the Russians are going to be upset about it, but if we're going to do this sports thing, and I've always said we shouldn't, but if we're going to try to keep things legit, then let's do it and let's punish people who don't. However, I'm still of the opinion that I'd like to see a drug sport federation where people take as many enhancement drugs as possible, and we could see people jump like 18 meters high,
carry
and
fire trucks on their backs.
I would watch all of it. I'd be the biggest sports fan that ever was.
Steroid Olympics.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Who wants to see humans when we can see superhumans? Just like our guy in the first
story.
In
Uganda, yeah. No, that's true. That I can't deny. I'd love to see steroid Olympics.
You're pulling your face here.
Because I'm trying to visualize how that would go. And then I thought, well, maybe if people take weed, and I thought, people who are high don't want to do anything.
No.
If you've taken weed, you just want to sit there and eat.
Now, we're talking about horse steroids here. So
yeah.
You want veins popping out of people's eyes.
I'm talking about, you know how Usain Bolt can do the 100 meters in under 10 seconds?
Mm.
You could do it in under 5 if you had the right horse steroids pumping through your system. Of course, you would probably die about 20 minutes after the race, but...
You'll die a winner.
You'll die a winner, and we'll all get to see something really momentous.
That's what's important, is we'd be entertained. We'd be entertained. It's not the death.
And you know, listen, a lot of athletes would, they'd risk that for eternal fame.
A martyr. I mean, you sure. become, yeah.
I don't know the people who'd give yeah. their lives up for that, but okay, to so each
guy,
his own.
This guy who carried this the torch, right, the message for what we now know as a marathon.
Pheidippides.
Exactly. Well, there we go. And when he arrived, he died.
Yeah, actually, Pheidippides.
So, and look today, we have marathon. So
he was just exhausted.
Yeah, he was exhausted because that was the first ever marathon, and he was warning the Greeks about the impending Persian invasion.
Indeed.
And why did we as society deem it fit to replicate that? Well, that near-death experience?
His
I think about
his
it.
His sacrifice launched a whole sporting code. Marathons.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's go and run the same way in which someone died. Actually, I'm taking the comrades off my bucket list. Screw that now.
This guy, Pheidippides, didn't know when he did this that he was going to launch a whole legacy of sinewy, biltong-looking, dehydrated, emaciated, ugly marathon runners that would run for thousands of years.
Just totally
after his
overlooking
death.
Their performance, but anyway.
Yeah, a lot of those people.
So is his
who,
first name Faye and his surname Dippity?
No, Leanne.
Just wondering.
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
No. All right. A lot of those people who I had to massage before hashtag Me Too.
Yes. Yes.
Because the comrades runs past our house. We would.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'd put our garden chairs out by the street. By the time the runners got to us, if they started in Pietermaritzburg, which, you know, they were now aching and like in such horrible pain that they just saw nimble kids with, you know,
on the
cute,
side of the
soft
road.
Hands. They're like, someone help her. Ow.
And you were roped in. How disgusting. How disgusting.
That is so funny.
And just put it out there, a lot of runners don't wear underwear.
I don't think I'm the only one. I mean, listen to this. This is you see, exactly my point is being made by Podge, who says, steroid Olympics, a man running the 100 meters in 4.76 seconds and his heart explodes on the podium. I'm in. Yeah.
If people want to do that to themselves, then that's
sure.
Funny.
Absolutely.
Sorry, their name is Podge.
Podge, yeah.
And you don't have a problem with Pheidippides.
Yeah. Well, we've got Nikki and Leanne just in a couple of minutes now. We'll find out about their CBD oil. Maybe that can also help us to improve our performance. Who knows?
Yeah.
Certainly helps some people to sleep. We'll talk about that in a second. Okay, other stories in the news, and this is quite an important one because it's gone viral. A video of a python, a honey badger, and jackal fighting each other in Botswana. Now, we love animal stories. We've posted videos of crocodiles eating things and pythons swallowing things. This sounds like ein Freudenfeier. What's happening here?
So it all happened in Botswana, and someone from America was on safari, and they took this video. First, it's difficult to see what it is, but first let's remember that honey badgers don't care, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are brutal little creatures. This honey badger is being enveloped by this python, who, remember, is a constrictor, so has put its whole body around this honey badger and is strangling it. This honey badger's mouth's open. He's screaming for help. And along come these jackals, who decide this snake looks like it could feed us for a while. So they start fighting against the snake, in turn saving the honey badger. The honey badger pulls himself free and wants none of this. He wants to eat the python.
What?
So he drags the python.
The honey badger that was being constricted by the python,
yes,
is now free and wants to eat the python.
And is now dragging the python from its bottom, its back end, its tail.
What?
While the jackals now try and fight off the honey badgers.
Oh my
honey
god. It's too complicated. I've lost track.
But are we sure that Vince McMahon of the WWE is not getting involved in nature? Because this sounds like a slobber knocker of a Royal Rumble.
I love this. I love when animals do this stuff and they put on a real show.
But it was just, there were so many plot twists in this. It was really, firstly, it was like, what is this ball of stuff that I'm seeing? And you realize it's the python around the badger. Then it all extends. Yeah, then
So you
gotta
won
see, you
at
gotta
the
see
end.
It to believe it.
The badger won in the end. He got the whole snake into the bush and ate it.
The badger always wins.
Unbelievable. Badgers really are just the most tenacious animals that ever lived.
They don't give a damn, man.
They don't. All right. We got time for one or two more things before we get Nikki and Leanne in here. We're going to talk to them about their new CBD oil, their new business they've launched. It's always nice to catch up on them. And Carl wants to know, is Leanne still as beautiful as she always was? Yes. She's really... Not Leanne Moll, Leanne Liebenberg. Obviously, you're still beautiful too.
Sorry, I was ready to set you up, Leanne. I'm like, you know, where are we going? You can't spend Christmas alone. Okay, Leanne Liebenberg
She, you know, you can't call her that. She's been married to Nikki for the longest time now. You can't say her surname is Liebenberg anymore.
But isn't...
Right? I mean, jeez.
Leanne van der Walt.
How long does the woman have to be married to this guy for him to get some of the credit for a change?
we can ask her when she comes in, but I think, you know, Leanne Liebenberg still has a ring to it.
Don't worry, Nikki, that needs to be trademarked. Nikki, I'm on your side, dude. We'll talk to them in a moment.
Don't you want to buy Leanne Liebenberg candles?
And by the way, for those people who have who were asking, is the other Leanne? I think they meant Leanne van der Walt, but if they meant Leanne Moll. Yes, she's still as saucy as always.
And she welcomes your DMs.
Yes.
No,
she welcomes your 3-month statements, your bank statements.
Oh, yes, that'll take. Yeah, that'll
email work. It all to cliffcentral.com.
All right, here's some other stories from Leanne Moll. All right.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you want to talk about superhuman people, but there are also super plants. Like, there's this plant that emits high-pitched sounds when they get cut or stressed by drought. We're discovering, isn't it great living in 2019, and we're finding out that plants can scream?
It's awesome.
Listen to this. Go on, Leanne, tell us
gonna
more.
It's going to get the vegans going, that's for sure.
Right, the vegans are now going to have nothing to eat but dust.
Yeah. but yes, so it's actually, it's more than one plant, it's quite a few plants, which emit this really high-pitched scream that some mammals can hear. Just not us.
Oh my God.
And I mean, we already know that plants actually have a sense of smell.
Mm-hmm.
They respond to sound, and they use taste to sense danger and drought, and even to recognize relatives.
Wow.
Plants can recognize relatives.
Yes.
Yeah.
Leanne, where are you getting your research from? This better not be from my Zimbabwe.
From New Scientist.
Well, we know the funguses, which are some of the largest organisms on Earth, there are some fungi that spread over kilometers and kilometers, and one part of it can warn other parts of it that there are humans walking through there, squashing and crushing and destroying it.
There's been previous research showing that trees talk to each other with chemical signals and that they form social bonds and families.
What?
Listen, I've had trees cut down in gardens before because they were just in the way, and I felt really sad, and now I feel fucking terrible.
Yeah, well, you're killing things that can scream. How does that make you feel, vegans? You've been going at us all
specifically.
Going at our carnivore friends for the longest time, saying, oh, well, you know, you kill animals and animals have a soul, and look at how they can experience pain, and abattoirs are such vicious places, and oh, you're so cruel, and your meat eating is a genocidal lunatic asylum. Yes.
Specifically tomato and tobacco plants.
I eat tomatoes.
Tomatoes? Guys, no, that's like my...
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
They scream, yeah.
Tomatoes, tomato
they
sauce.
They scream as they're leaving their families.
We've got a tomato on the line right now. Yes, sir, go ahead.
That one's freshly on Sia's lunch plate. Yeah, this is what happened. So they put a microphone 10 centimeters from the plants and picked up these ultrasonic rays.
My God.
Insects and mammals can hear and respond from as far as 5 meters away. I suppose it also, for mammals, if foliage is being crushed by perhaps a predator, you can then pick up from the plant screaming that you're in danger.
Shame.
One last thing before we move on. We found out about that 9-year-old prodigy the other day, a guy called Laurent Simon, who's 9 years old. And you remember he's at university studying his doctorate, and everybody said, what a genius.
Mm.
Well, he has left university without graduating.
It's not his fault.
What happened?
It's the university's fault.
What happened?
So the university got wind that he was actually offered. Okay, the university that he's at is the Eindhoven University of Technology in the Netherlands. And they got wind that he had an offer from a university in the US to go and study there.
Yeah.
And so they said, because obviously they want to be the university that says we had this 9-year-old graduate.
There's only so many geniuses running around.
So they then said, no, there are a whole lot of tests that he still needs to do, and he can't graduate at the age of 9 because he still has to do these tests. He'll only finish them by the middle of 2020, and by then he'll be 10. So there.
Hmm.
So now he's actually just left and said, stuff you. His father and mother obviously got in on this and said, no one can actually just, he's not an object. He's not the university's property. Mm. So even if he does it by 10, it'll still be a phenomenally fast schedule that he's put
prodigy
himself
prodigy schmodigy, huh?
All of us are idiots. 10 years old and he's got his, is it a doctorate, Leah?
Yeah.
In engineering.
That's sickening. Mm. I'm 3 times his age and I can barely count to 10.
Well, good for him. Awesome. You know what? Outrageous. Awesome. That's very good stuff. All right. So you know about Nikki and Leanne because they've been in the South African social pages for the longest time. The two of them have done amazing things together. And I mean, I can't believe, because I've known them for a long time, that I've never had Leanne and Nikki Van der Walt in studio together before. If you don't know who they are, you're living under a rock. They're two very successful, good-looking people. They're also savvy business people. They've juggled their public life and their family responsibilities with great ease. I'm going to catch up with them this morning. They have two daughters who've also come in with them, Gia and Gabriella. And here they are. Look at you. Wow. What a surprise.
Hi, guys.
Hello, gorgeous. How are you?
I'm very well, and you? How are you? How's everyone? Hi, Lee.
Hey. Wow.
Hello, hello.
When I see you two, I immediately think that I'm on holiday. The only time I say I saw you a year ago.
Yeah, at a wedding.
I saw you one whole year ago, and here you are. Listen, I also saw the launch of your, what is it called? Dr. Swiss.
Dr. Swiss.
That's
all right. So how are things going, guys? I was sitting next to Nikki at a wedding in December last year, and we had a lot of drinks. And we behaved pretty badly. But I've known you for years, dude. We started our first business together years ago. Well, I think you'd already started something else, but it was my first business. And yeah, it was 1999. Yeah. We started like a proto Facebook before Facebook.
Correct. We were the leaders.
Well, our timing was so shit because everything fell apart with the crash of the big internet bubble.
We
burst.
Opened up with a closing down cell.
Exactly. So our timing was terrible. But look, it's not as if you two have gone on and been total failures since then. You've been everything but. So you moved up to Joburg, which I remember you telling me about last year. And how's that going, for starters?
Amazing. It's good to be home.
Yeah, but this is home for
us. This is home. 35 years of my life.
Oh, exactly.
And we love the people here. Nothing wrong with people in Cape Town, but people in Joburg tend to be a little bit friendlier, a little more inclusive.
I've got to tell you, your two daughters are beautiful, beautiful girls. Hello, girls. How are you? Do you want to say hello?
Hi.
Hello. How are you, Gia? How are you, Gabriella?
Good.
Nice to see you guys. What is the stuff your mom and dad are making? Do you know what it is?
CBD
oil. Very good. All right. Do you know what it does, Leanne Moll? Do you know?
Well, when I first heard, I thought it was, you said they've discovered CBD oil, and I thought it was oil that they'd found in the CBD that they'd like been digging and struck
oil. I've tried that.
Yeah. It went totally over anything. My head.
All right, now I've heard some interesting things about this. Your product is the real deal. It's properly packaged. We need to know who to trust in this world.
100%.
Because this stuff is now legal. We know that you can sell it. It has certain really promising effects, and for a lot of people it helps them to sleep, it calms them down. There are all kinds of allegations that it can do many other good things, which we'll talk about in a minute. But we don't know who to trust, because you could get this from some dude in the back street and it could just be olive oil for all you know, right?
Well, that has been happening.
Yeah, I mean,
truth be told, and that's what prompted us to go into this direction.
Right. I mean, where do people usually get this stuff, and how did you see a gap in the market, and what made you think this is something you could do?
Well, how we got onto CBD is my dad was pretty ill, and we were sitting at a Sunday lunch 2-3 years ago, and Nikki's dad, said to my dad, listen, I've got some CBD oil that my friend's making in the garage.
My dad actually said, I've got cannabis oil. So I'm shocked. I said, Dad, you've got a dealer.
So we were watching these two old people who've never smoked like joints in their life, speaking about cannabis oil. And Nikki's dad gave my dad some and it was full of THC.
Oh yeah.
So my dad.
So he got high.
Got so high.
But they wanted to get better. That's the irony. They didn't know where to get anything from.
Well, it's funny because I didn't know about this stuff until my parents started talking. It's like the old people know more than we do, right? Yeah.
100%. So we were at the Cannabis Expo the other day and most of the people who came to see us were older people wanting an alternative and relief.
And let's be clear, like the THC is the stuff that makes people high.
Correct. Yes.
And the cannabis oil, the CBD, the cannabinoid oil is what it is.
Correct.
This is the stuff that has various properties that people
Amazing,
are after.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do they mostly want it for? These old people.
Well, let's go back. I mean, yeah, so it's cannabis oil is something completely different. It's a mixture of the two. So you get the cannabis plant, mm-hmm. you get hemp, mm-hmm. which is extremely high in CBD naturally.
Right.
And then you get marijuana, which people smoke more recreationally, which is very high in THC.
Right.
So if you isolate the CBD mm-hmm. and you get all the good properties from the cannabinoids. So Dr. Swiss is full spectrum. Most of the people that come to us are looking for full spectrum.
Apparently you're being sued by Dr. Seuss because he reckons that you're trying to steal his name. So you're
trying to ruin Christmas.
So you're saying you're high in what?
CBD. So we're full spectrum.
High,
so you get all the cannabinoids.
Yeah.
Right?
We're not high.
No,
because, we're high in life.
Because first of all, I mean, let's just draw the landscape here for everybody who doesn't know this. South Africa, one of the countries that's quite progressive in this respect, it was mostly due to a guy who was in the IFP called, what was his name? He was an IFP MP and he was dying of cancer and he saw to it that his one of his last things as a member of parliament. What was his name, Sia? You know what his name is. He basically made sure that it was passed through parliament. That
I remember his surname was As a Kite.
No, sorry,
it was someone else.
No. Something Angelotti or I want to give him credit, so let's find out what his name is.
Yeah, I think he deserves it. But you're teaching me something also.
This is a great country for growing dacha, for growing hemp. There are many uses for these plants. It can be a cash crop for people who live in impoverished parts of the Eastern Cape, for example.
Yeah.
And they can have a living instead of living in abject poverty their whole life long. Now, what's cool about this is we've discovered, along with the obvious effects that have been known for thousands of years, that it can relax people, it can create certain hallucinogenic effects and all sorts of other things. Most people don't know about the health benefits. Now, what are these benefits? What are the things that we can get out of this? I've heard people can use it to sleep better.
Listen, we're speaking about cannabis as a whole. I mean, every single day there's new research coming out of the benefits. So getting back to CBD and cannabinoids, the World Health Organization found absolutely no adverse effects, only positive effects. Those would include, it's got amazing anti-inflammatory properties. So from when it comes to pain relief, stuff like that, it's incredible. The human body has got an cannabinoid system. So you've got various receptors on your body.
Mm-hmm.
The CB1 receptor and CB2 receptor being the main two. CB1 is the one that speaks to THC. So when you're smoking it or you're ingesting it, it interacts with your CB1 receptor and that's what gets you high. Mm-hmm. However, CBD goes via your CB2 receptor and that has an impact on your central nervous system. So yes, when people, I don't like saying it's CBD is only for people who are nervous or are in pain.
Mm-hmm.
I think our whole approach has been to let people understand that if you take it proactively, it assists you in staying in a state of homeostasis. Homeostasis means balance. So if you're out of balance, it's amazing and bring you back into balance.
Like a supplement. I mean, people take all kinds of things.
Yeah, better than a supplement.
No, listen, so I think, from a proactive point of view, if we can get people to take on a daily basis, like a supplement, like you say, like the omegas or something like that, it would be incredible. So if you take it proactively, you won't need something reactively late on. So how does it work? I'm not a doctor, so I've only been teaching myself.
But we've spoken to some experts as well, and the science is fairly clear at this point that it does have positive health effects for some people.
Mm.
Some people, obviously, there are always outliers who are going to be the exceptions to the rule. But Leanne Moll, you've taken some of this stuff or not?
No.
No, you haven't.
I haven't.
Would you like some?
I would like some. I'd like to be an expert. I'd like to be one of your guinea pigs.
No, it's amazing.
What do you guys, have you used it?
Yes, of course. I suffered from major anxiety after my dad passed away, moving cities up and down, back and forth.
Being married to me.
Yeah, being married to Nikki. And I went on to chemical anti-anxiety tablets and it didn't work for me. Because it just numbs you. It doesn't fix the problem. You don't get better from it. So I took CBD and then... Now I'm all happy.
Huh. So see, the amazing thing, Gareth, and what you said earlier on,
is she easier to live with now?
Yeah. Nothing a bottle of wine, God help.
It saved our marriage.
By the way, the
CBD saved our marriage.
The IFP Member of Parliament was Mario Ambrosini, and he was the guy who really spearheaded.
Right. Well, we should honour him.
Absolutely. Sure. Should name one of your products after him. Yeah. All right, so you guys have a range of products.
Correct.
So this is, for different people, there are going to be different reasons they're going to want this stuff. How do you figure out what product is what? I
mean, well,
who's helping you do the science behind
this? So we've got the help of two amazing doctors, one being Tamara Pfeiffer. She's come on board and she's going to help us educate, because it is a big education process that has to happen. Yeah. So CBD is not a one-size-fits-all. And no two human beings are the same. So it's basically also a case of trial and error to figure out what is right for you, depending on how severe your problem is, ranging from how chronic it is. I would obviously suggest you stack it with the strongest thing. Yeah. South African law at the moment, and hopefully it changes next year, maximum of 20 milligrams per day. So irrespective of what how strong the CBD is, you just have to take as much of the oil that you can to get to that 20 milligrams. Our oil, for argument's sake, so just... I'm not speaking badly about any of our competitors. And what upsets me is there's a lot of isolates and weak stuff on the market. So people are buying, and that's very bad for the category, not bad for our product, but bad for the category. Because people really are in need for CBD. They go, they buy something, it's extremely weak, or there's no CBD in it.
CBD.
They take it, there's no efficacy, it doesn't work, and the person says, oh, well, this doesn't work for me.
Right.
And that's bad. Part of the thing that we do is, we don't only state the milligrams on the bottle. We tell you what percentage of active cannabinoids are in the bottle,
right,
which is vastly different. So people are buying, and obviously we're I wouldn't say at an infancy stage of the CBD, but in more mature markets, people don't buy according to milligrams. You buy according to the percentage. So for argument's sake, if it's a 10 ml bottle and there's 1,000 milligrams of CBD in that bottle, that's a 10%.
Right.
So that's 1,000 milligrams. So people are buying it, they're thinking they're buying 1,000 milligram, but it comes in a 30 ml bottle, then essentially that is a 3% product. So it's not as strong. So we start at 3%. We go all the way to 30%. Mm-hmm. So again, if someone is not in great need of CBD, I would say, or you just want to take it from a proactive point of view to stay healthy, take a very low percentage, 3%. And as you go, I'll say, it's not you take it today and works tomorrow. It takes 3-4 days to get into your system. And you know, thereafter you can gauge it and you dose yourself accordingly. Obviously within legal parameters.
Sure.
Very important that I
mentioned. And you said it helps with pain as well?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's great for hangovers.
Oh, really?
Now I want some.
We'll send you a bottle of wine and some CBD.
What is this?
Call me in the morning.
What is this stuff? How do you package it? How much does it cost? How did you figure all that stuff out?
So we're very fortunate. I mean, going back to, and truly, it is our parents or our fathers who inspired this, because, you know, we did not know what they were getting. And my father and her father were so desperate to get something. So I actually set out, because I've always been a health freak per se. And I also came onto my radar because I was never a recreational smoker. I mean, I had an odd puff here and there, but I mean, nothing really to constitute me.
We had edibles on the show once and it was an absolute disaster. Well. Because we had no idea what the dosage was, and we were all of us.
One of them was on a couch for about 4 days.
Yeah,
honestly,
he was sleeping in the room next door for like 3 days.
Yeah, I'm not
days.
Good at hallucinogenics.
So, I don't think we did the full show. We had to.
No.
Did you have to start just?
Yeah, it was amazing.
We did it though, and I will never ever do that again. But this stuff is not like that.
Not at all.
No. So this is a complete opposite. So there's no psychoactive properties.
Your children are on it.
That's why they're such happy kids.
Right. Such happy children.
And healthy. That's the most important thing. For anybody listening out there who's got kids, they've got to watch a thing called Charlotte's Web. It's a documentary. Well, this documentary is called Weed by Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who's revered. You go onto YouTube, watch it. And it's about the whole stigma about weed. And it'll always have a little bit of a stigma, which I think is broken down. But more importantly, it was a little girl who had up to 300 seizures
a week.
A week. Her parents were so desperate, they tried every single medicine out there. and nothing worked. Like, they were at the point where this child was going to die. She's 5 years old. She couldn't speak. 300 seizures. And they're so desperate that doctors are actually going to put her onto like horse tranquilizer or something. And they said, no, they can't. Wow. And there were four brothers in Colorado called the Stanley Brothers. And they were experimenting with marijuana, well, with hemp, growing hemp with extremely high levels of CBD. Mm-hmm. And they gave it to her and she went from 300 seizures to one. Wow. And they saved the child's life. And sort of that also put us on this thing. But getting back to your question, how does it package? How do we know? When this happened with our parents and we couldn't find something on the local, there's some great products at the moment, but nothing at that stage which we would recommend to take ourselves, our kids or our parents, we set out. And I was fortunate, 4 years ago in Ibiza, I met
that's a good chap, place to as, meet someone.
Yeah, yeah.
As one does.
I met a guy who happens to be with one of the largest medical cannabis producers in Europe.
Yeah.
And one of the largest CBD producers. I also, like you at that stage, not know what CBD was. I simply meant the CBD of Amsterdam. And when we set out, quite fortuitously, I believe in serendipity, he called me up in January of this year. He said, I'm coming to Joburg. Are you there? At this stage, we were looking for someone to produce for us or to source and to help us educate. And I explained to him, I said, there's a big gap in the market locally for a brand, but B, a quality product. It's not just about looking good. It's about having something with efficacy and great that actually has substance to it. And the rest is history. So here we are. You know, obviously it's a business venture.
Sure.
But it's quite nice to be able to do good in the process. I mean, I said to Leanne after the cannabis expo, it was quite touching. I never thought from I would get the kind of reward walking away and people coming there with real problems, like serious problems.
Yeah, listening to their stories.
And giving them the product and, you know, knowing it's going to A, help them, but B, you know, that our product, it's the real McCoy, where a lot of the guys out there
you don't know,
are not responsible. And I think that's the way it's South African. But A, the buyers, the consumers, should start educating themselves and ask for percentages, ask for third-party testing. You know, we made ISO compliance. We want to comply with SAFRA and all these things. So, you know, don't just buy CBD for the sake of buying CBD. Buy the right product.
The pharmaceutical industry hasn't really got its head around this yet, and neither have the government.
No.
And as soon as they do, they're going to start making all kinds of rules and regulations. And some of them might be good, but probably most of them will be bad because government don't know their ass from their elbow. So this is probably the right time to, if you're suffering from something and you want to give it a try, yeah, you may as well. I mean,
yeah, there's no.
Let's put it this way: there's nothing bad going to happen from it, and that's proven by the World Health. You can only benefit from it.
Yeah, can't overdose.
Well, I mean, listen to this quickly. Addicted. So Matthew Harding just messaged us that watch Weed the People on Netflix. It's a great documentary about the tumor effects in cancer patients and CBD oil. It'll change your mind about how oncologists work with this amazing drug. So there's an interesting point of view from Matthew. Again, I can't claim to know anything about this. So these are all just
But when we were at the cannabis expo, you won't understand, or it was actually doctors. Surprising how many doctors came to see us.
Really?
And actually
bought from
us. Because
they also want a product to give to their patients because they know what CBD does. But they couldn't find a product, you know, that's good enough. And ours is, you know, people ask, why is it made in Switzerland? You know, it's the people who grow it for us have been doing this for 15 years. We didn't want a pop-up shop, like a, you know, fly-by-night. So we wanted someone with efficacy.
The local regulatory landscape is still a little bit difficult for us to navigate. It is out there. There are people producing. And, you know, we couldn't wait on the opportunity to get a local producer and then launch our product. I mean, it's a Swiss-made product, ISO-compliant, hence the brand. So we'd love to do South African product also.
There, you've got scientists who are looking at all the peer-reviewed scientific studies around this.
Everything.
So even though you two are not the doctors, right, you're making sure that this stuff is backed up. Okay, cool. Now, people want to know where you get it.
Online at the moment, so it's www.drswiss.co.za. And then we're partnering with one of the largest pharmacy, independent pharmacy groups out there, 1,400 pharmacies. We'll probably hit Q1 of 2020. And yeah.
Good work.
Thank you.
So what's going on with you two besides that? I mean, have we closed the factory for children and these two, the last two?
Bella, am I allowed to have another baby?
No.
Well,
I still knock on the factory's door every now and then.
Yeah.
I'm still there.
Very quick.
So we're not worried about you losing your virility here. No.
No. Yeah, look at her. I mean, it's hard. It's just,
no, man.
I tell you
no, yeah. Man. Just
stop it. Haven't you had enough?
Oh. Never enough.
Do you think we as men will ever grow up and stop being...
I can answer that. No.
No.
Well, will we ever grow up? That's a question.
That's never going to happen. Are you having fun, though? I mean, the two of you still doing all the things that romantic couples do. And, I mean, you know, everybody wants to imagine that there is some sort of perfect relationship out there when you look like you two do.
Yeah, we you know what? We've been together for 10 years this year, so it's been a decade. We met when I was 18, so it's like...
No, he snapped you up.
Yeah, no, it happened very quick. but we make time for each other. I think that's very special, and that's very important, you know, just making time.
Listen, I think as a, you know, I was not just saying this because I'm on radio or... I mean, this is her 37th birthday, and for me, every time I look at her, she gets more beautiful as she gets older. And the nice thing is, as you get older,
she's gonna cry.
As you get older, you know, a relationship mellows, and that's the nice thing. You get to see a different side of each other, and I like who we've become. You know, there's no perfect relationship out there; we're far from it. But I mean, you've got to work towards. You know,
hey, girls, do you like being in Joburg? Yeah. Tell me what you like it, Gia. Are you happy about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And are you enjoying school?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're happy to be on holiday now, huh?
Definitely.
Yeah.
You're gonna drop off at school after this. She just doesn't know. Yeah. Summer school.
How parents threaten their kids.
Yeah, I think Cape Town is a fun place, but as you say, you know, the action's here.
Action is there. When I was traveling up and down due to one of my previous business interests, which I had to manage. But and seeing what was happening, Joe, when we moved from Cape Town, Joburg sort of had a very toxic, Jacob Zuma was in, and you know, everything was just bad, and the Gupta this, and driving down Rivonia Road was a construction site in a pothole. Mind you, they're still bottles.
Yeah, but still.
You know, coming back now, three and a half years later, you see the infrastructure, you see what's happening in Sandton, you see, you know, and we've got a new chief in charge. You know, so I'm very
pro. Are you positive about this guy?
I am. I think, you know, this. Yes, I am. I've always, you know, he's got a tall order. He's got big shoes to fill, and you know, he was given a hospital pass. But I think if anyone's going to fix, it's going to be him. So you've got to be positive.
Yeah, I think you do. And this is the market that we know the best. So if you're going to sell things, better to sell them here than anywhere else first, right?
Great. Great.
And if you can make a success of yourself here,
I think more Joburg people need CBD. So we can all chill out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean,
traffic will be better that way.
Yeah, exactly. Calm down. That's my wish for 2020. Everyone on CBD. Everyone will be so calm.
Will be much
what are you guys doing for Christmas?
Christmas, we decided, actually last night, we were umming and ahhing up and down, but we decided to stay here for Christmas.
Yeah, for
with
Christmas.
The family.
And then might go Cape Town. We've done, 20 years in a row. It's actually, I want to start the new year fresh. You asked what we're busy with. I'm busy with two restaurant ventures. And, you know, I want to go into 2020 sober, happy, and focused, as opposed to drunk and hungover and confused.
It's
a far cry.
It's exactly the opposite of what people like Sia want to do.
I won't know my name. Right.
Well, listen, good luck with this this new venture. It's always nice to see you two, but it's even better to see you when you're doing something that's totally new and unexpected. And probably you wouldn't have guessed at the beginning of this year that
not
this is what you'd be doing, right?
So we're very proud and
now,
we're very happy.
The problem is obviously you cannot possibly find two better spokesmodels than yourselves. So are we going to be seeing a lot of advertising and marketing around this?
Not us personally. Yeah.
Find other people to do that?
We're going
to
find other people, younger.
Younger, better looking, wealthy.
I don't know.
As
you
long
think
as
so?
You aren't on a couch, you aren't like scoffing down junk, you aren't the stereotype of anything.
We don't want to see junkies here.
No. Can I just say, guys, on that also, you're going to see a lot of marketing, and it's obviously to push the product, but it's more so to also educate the people out there. I think it's a big education job to be done, and we're happily carry that mantle.
Someone says, fuck, is Nicky high? He speaks so fast.
I told you to slow down.
That's usually what he sounds like. I can vouch for that.
If my kids wouldn't, I'd say the swear word to the wherever you are.
All right. Thank you both very much.
Thank
very,
you so
very
much
nice.
For having us. Happy
As
holiday.
Always, thanks, lovely to see you. There's Nikki and Leanne van der Walt. And they've got to stop calling you Liebenberg, right? How long has it been?
Vanderbilt. Paid a lot of money for that surname.
Oh, jeez.
My worst, someone called me Nicky Liebenberg once. Jesus.
What?
That was terrible.
Someone called you Nicky Liebenberg. That's home.
I loved it.
Masculine.
I loved it.
All right,
Jesus. Cheers, guys. Thank you so
guys.
Much.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow between 6 and 8 o'clock. Cliffcentral.com.